This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Tuesday night, music on the Half Shell rolls on, and Kelly Leonard joins us from the Half Shell Committee to talk about what's going on. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Boy, what another great day for music on the Half Shell. Blankets are putting out there, and the crews are putting together our backstage. So we go from a blank Riverside to a full production facility in the matter of a morning. So, and we're looking forward to a great show today with I Draw Slow, a group out of Ireland.
Well, and one of the things about it, though, I got a chance to talk to them last Friday, is that while they're from Ireland, their music is really more drawing on Appalachia.
You know, it's funny. They are in love, or seem to be in love, and they express that through their music. They are in love with American roots music. And like you said, Appalachia, a lot of that bluegrass sound. So as you hear it tonight, and you're tapping your toe thinking about Americana music, remember they're from Dublin. So
yeah, and they have been together for 15 years, which is pretty unusual in the music biz. They've been traveling around, and in fact, tonight is their final show of their tour, and then they head back over to Dublin.
Right, exactly. So I'm sure they're going to be happy to be heading home, but I know that they'll have a good time backstage and at the front of the house with our fans here in Roseburg. So again, we've had a great season of some good international music, including tonight. We had great groups from different parts of this country. Last week we had a great show, and the crowds have been good, and we've got a little bit cooler weather, so it should be another great night. We encourage people, if you've never been to Music on the Half Shell, don't forget that it is a free-to-you concert. It's supported by all of the great folks who have businesses here in the county, and we write grants and et cetera. And so we encourage everybody to come out and enjoy it. Bring your own dinner and whatever you'd like. And if you don't want to bring your own dinner, we've got lots of food trucks above for you to choose from.
Yeah, a lot of options there, and you could also bring beer and wine, which is not something you normally get to do in the park.
That's correct. The city of Roseburg has been very generous with us over the years. Of course, we've tried not to abuse that, and so people are allowed to bring beer or wine for their enjoyment for the evening as well.
Talk about how early some of the folks start working. I mean, I don't think everybody realizes that, I mean, it's 8:30 now. You've already had people down there starting to put infrastructure together for a while.
Well, and that's true. You know, in order for this to happen, you know, obviously there's a schedule, and it starts early in the morning. You'll see there are people there before 7 in the morning starting to set up, and there's if you are in the audience tonight, just take a look at all the different components of what you see, and there's just as much backstage that you don't see that has to be reassembled every week, plugged in, easy ups have to go up, chairs go out, barbecues need to be gotten ready, and the trailers need to be brought in, the production crew has to come in and put up the sound and the lights. So we could not do this if we started at 2 in the afternoon. It starts very early, and it goes to late in the evening, because once it's done, we have to have a crew to tear it all down so that on Wednesday morning, it looks like just an empty park again.
Yeah, boy, it's amazing the amount of work that goes into it. What kind of response have you seen this season with folks coming from out of the area?
You know, I have not met as many people this year as I have in the past, but maybe that's just me not talking to the right people. But I know that we do generate a lot of interest from people in the Eugene, Coos Bay, down in Medford. So there is a circle within the radius that people do come down to hear the music. We do advertising, public service advertising on radio, up in the Eugene area and down in the Medford, Ashland area. So we know that people know about our series. And, of course, people go to the halfshell.org website and learn about us there. So there are definitely people who come from out of the area to enjoy it, eat in the restaurants, stay overnight sometimes. So we hope that we're not only entertaining people, but we're adding to the local economy.
And as well, I mean, for some people, if you get a group of, you know, six, eight people that come down together or carpool down together, they're oftentimes getting to see a band that maybe they would get to see in Portland or somewhere else at a substantial ticket price. And even with driving down, they're still saving lots of money.
Kyle, have you looked at the price of tickets on venues recently?
Oh, my.
I'm flabbergasted at how much ticket prices have gone up over the last, say, 4 years for artists. And, you know, as you know and I know, many of the artists that we've had here at Music on the Half Shell do play regionally. And you know, some people can see them in Seattle or in Bend or things like that. But they can, as you said, drive down to Roseburg and see them for free and do it a fraction of the price that they would have paid in those other areas.
And you've got longtime sponsors that really make all this happen.
You know, they are the invisible glue, I'll tell you. We have so many great local sponsors that have associated themselves and been friends of Music on the Half Shell over the year. We have sponsors, Kyle, that have been with us since the very beginning, 30-plus years ago. And we have new sponsors every year that people just say, you know, I like living here. I like the quality of life here. Here is one of the things, Music on the Half Shell, that makes the quality of life that much better. And so they're very happy to support that. And we appreciate it so much, and we couldn't do it without them.
And people that are newer to the area may not realize that before Music on the Half Shell, that section of the park was undeveloped, more like it is to the east. And I actually saw a picture the other day from the very first show, and it happened to be of Dick and Bone Nichols. You might remember that first year, for people who went on year one, they had seeded the grass, but we were basically sitting on dirt. It didn't look anywhere near as nice as it does now.
Well, I remember sitting on dirt, but what I also remember was in the dirt, there were ants. And so you had to really want to hear some music, you know. And like a lot of good things, it starts with a great dream and people that are willing to make it work and build it year after year. I mean, every year we have tried to make the experience better, not only for the music that people hear, but for their comfort. Like you said, the grass area has become so much better. It's every year we have something in mind to improve the quality of the experience. You know, we've got a better sound system, we've got better lighting system than we've had in the past. Our artists are treated wonderfully backstage. So we think that from the artists to the volunteers to our patrons, that we've had an improved experience every single year. And it shows. We've got great crowds, great sponsors, and we're not done yet.
So. No. And one more show after this, that we're going to listen to just a little segment while Kelly stays on the line from I Draw Slow. This is from their latest release.
You change under observation, like the Copenhagen interpretation. You're the iodine and you're the radiation. Do you do? I can't see beyond the curtain.
Just a little smidgen of music there from I Draw Slow. That's from their latest release. Kelly, people should, yeah, and they, one of the things about it, too, if you listen carefully, you'd have to hear a longer segment, but you really hear some things that go back to even the 60s or some, you know, you a little bit of a Mamas and Papas vibe and things like that.
A great amount of thanks to all of the patrons, whether this is your first year or your 32nd year. We do this to make this a great place to live, and we could not do it without the great support that we've received from everybody. Obviously, the volunteers, the sponsors, the musicians, it's all great. But the people who come every Tuesday night, put out their blankets, and enjoy a great evening, and just hobnob with their neighbors and just and smile. And that's what we're there for. We hope to see you there tonight and next week for our final show.
All right, Kelly Leonard live from Stewart Park. Music on the Half Shell tonight, 8:42 at the Morning Report.